This is Rebecca Lowe, or Rebecca Lua, if you listen to Suboptimal Radio, and you are listening to Men in Blazers on the NBC Sports Network.
It's unbelievable!
Welcome to a Men in Blazers pod special, featuring Manchester City's legendary power bald of a coach, Pep Guardiola. Pep's a man who generally shuns interviews, preferring to do his talking through his players on the field. Yet I went to meet him 5 months into his tenure in Manchester to make a film, Inside the Mind of Pep Guardiola, which will air on January 2nd, 2017. The interview, it was a remarkable experience. I've rarely met anyone, inside of football or out, who carries themselves with such intensity and intellectual ferocity. I met with Pep at a time of challenge, a time the Catalan himself has admitted has been the hardest in his managerial career. Our conversation focused predominantly on the art of leadership and change. I was able to ask whether he feels like he's had to teach his players to walk again, what he does with the human emotion known to others as doubt, and the positive lessons that can only be learnt by losing. We also talked about whether he believes he's truly as an exceptional manager as his legend boasts. I hope you find his responses as fascinating as I did, not only from a footballing perspective, but from a life one too. Here it is, and please watch the entire film on NBCSN on January the 2nd. Pep Guardiola, you're a man of purpose, detail and intent. You began your career managing in La Liga. You moved to Bundesliga. Finally, you're here in the Premier League. Was there a rationale to this order in your mind?
No. If I lose in 3 years in Barcelona, I'm not in Bundesliga, I'm not in Premier League. In our football, is nothing rational. If you win, you are more challenged to stay in that business. And when you win, they're going to fire you. They're going to kick your ass. And another guy is going to take your place. So that is going to happen, definitely. So after that, when you are lucky, because at the end, I was so lucky to be in clubs like Barcelona, you have the chance to go to Munich. And after that, I was lucky to be there. I'm lucky to be here.
Why then Manchester City, in this city of cotton, rain, music, and football? I mean, Chelsea were after you. I could have got you the Everton job. Was there a sense of Barcelona, Johan Cruyff's team, that's Bayern, Franz Beckenbauer's team? This team could be your own.
That's true. I decided to prove myself, and I think for my family as well, to move on from our comfortable zone, so it's good for everybody. I hear a lot of times of the American culture, the people is not staying in the same place for a long time, they move a lot, and I believe in that. When I was in Barcelona, I feel it was a business finish, so
one job process, done.
Yeah, that's true. And after I move on to Munich, and when I decide, okay, now it's a new target, that is the reason why, to prove myself to a new challenge.
5 months since your first press conference as Manchester City manager, what have you learned in this time about the uniqueness of English football culture?
To control the game is a little bit more complicated. For the way they play here, it's different. For the way the referees command the game, for the way they play, most of the games the ball is more time up and down.
Is the pressure higher? You being asked 5 games into your tenure about whether the quadruple could be real by the media?
More pressure here? No. More pressure was in Barcelona. You cannot compare the pressure in Barcelona, Madrid, in Munich or here. Here is
less.
Much less.
I want to talk to you about how you create change. When you arrive here in Manchester and you assess your locker room culture, your personnel, the style of play, do you pick one or two details and create change slowly, or do you transform everything and make it all in your image right from the outset?
No. Believe me, I'm a normal person who loves to be with his family when he doesn't work, and after spend all the time here to working, and I came here, the people expecting a lot of things about me and our staff because we won a lot of prizes in the past, but I knew it would be so difficult, like it was so difficult in Barcelona in the beginning, it was so difficult in Munich in the beginning. the best football I played in Barcelona was the last year. Much better than first year when I won the triple. In my last year in Bayern Munich was much, much better than first year in Munich. So here, the last day I will be manager, I will be my football better than now. Because you need the mistakes, you need to understand many things, you need to understand your players. And for that, I need time.
In terms of manager skill, what's the most important? The brain work, the thinking, the tactical side of the game, or communication, man management?
I think everything is important. So the tactical is so important because everybody has to know what you have to do on the pitch. The way the relation, the behaviors off the pitch between the teammates have to be as best as possible. And so everything is important, the way you live, your private life, the relation with the media. And especially we're going to try to convince that amazing club, they are good, and the fans as well. So the fans, they have to believe that the club are good, the players are good. They have 25, 30 years, don't exist in Europe. When played in Europe, the Champions League, the Europa League, they were in the bars taking a beer because they didn't play there. We don't have the history that Barcelona, Madrid, Juventus, Bayern Munich, or Manchester United. The chairmen in Abu Dhabi, they tried with all the people working here to make a step above, to start to compete with the big ladies in Europe. But for that, you cannot do it like this, to buying 10 players or good managers. No, we were not in Europe. And you have to try in the next decade, the next years, to try to every year to be there. That is the most important thing for the club, more than win one title. Believe me, more than win one title.
You preach a complicated footballing theology. You want full-backs that can play on the flanks. You want centre-backs that can push into midfield. You want strikers who can defend. You want defenders who can create. And these are different skill sets than the players, elite players, but they're different skill sets to the ones they are used to in the past. Do you feel that your job is a little bit like teaching these players to learn to walk again?
Yeah, that's true. I like my strikers, good defenders, and I like my defenders, good build-up players. I like the quality of all my players. That is what I like the most.
How would you get them to open their minds, Pep? Because you've got to win, and you've got to win now. How do you do it so quickly, teaching these new ideas?
No, sometimes win, sometimes it doesn't win. Try to convince them during the training session, in the private meetings, in the groupal meetings, when we take a coffee together, when we are on the pitch, off the pitch. I try to do convincing, we're going to that because I am the boss. No, I try to convince it because maybe what that's in is the better way to win the games. And for that, when you change, the people say, why we're going to do that? I don't believe you. But after if they play, it works, they can believe a little bit more. And for that, you need years.
Years?
Years, of course, years, of course.
You are the boss. You've said in the past, attacking is ultimately about innate talent. So you do believe in individual players expressing themselves on the field, but you also believe in teaching collective play, football drilled through practice. In your mind, is football more like an orchestra, which is conducted and rehearsed, or is it more like John Coltrane, free jazz?
It's a good question. In defensive, it's just schematic things, because all the movement defensive is just two or four or five movements. I believe it's more schematical. It's more like an orchestra. You have to do that, do that. But in offensive, the way you're going to attack is open. Of course, they have to be created and take the jazz and be talent. But I don't like the people say, I would like freedom. I would like to play for myself, because the player has to understand play with other 10 players. If every player play like just the jazz musicians, it will be a chaos. It will not be a team.
When you're a player, I read that before games, you're often incredibly nervous, especially before big games. Occasionally, early on, you were physically sick. As a manager, do you experience nerves on match day?
Yeah, you have to feel that. If not, it's better. But it's a good energy.
It is a good energy.
Yeah, of course. You have to canalize in the good way, but you need it.
In those first seconds of the game, with those nerves, what are you looking for? The whistle goes. I mean, I'm asking because I've seen in games, after 90 seconds, the game will break. You'll call over John Stones, give him instructions 90 seconds into the game. What are you looking for the second the game kicks off?
After 90 seconds of the game, you realize if what you prepared, what you thought about the game, about your opponent, about you, it's happened or not happened. You immediately, you can know that.
Like that?
Yeah.
What do you know? What do you see? What gives you those clues?
I saw the opponents, and maybe after 90 seconds they make something different we thought, and I have to communicate in maybe one player. I would like to have them out after 30 minutes. I would like to have more substitutes in the bench.
Come to the NBA, Pat. They'd love you there.
I went when I was in New York. I went many times.
You're the Greg Popovich of the English Premier League. But within 90 seconds, you can tell that your game plan needs to be tweaked.
Maybe 90 seconds is exaggerated, but after 10, 15 minutes, you know exactly what the opponent want to do and what you have to do. Or if the plan you prepare before, it works or it doesn't work.
You judge by your results, but the style of play is really the indicator to you about the transformation you want and how it's progressing. What are the signs that you're looking for there that are good, and what are signs are bad? If it's not the score, what are you looking for?
I deserve to be happy as well, guys. I deserve to be happy, and I'm so happy when I feel emotion about the way I play my team. So the result is an empty thing. The result is I'm happy for the next 2 days because I will be less criticized and I have more time to improve my team. What I am satisfied the most, like my job, is feel emotions the way we play. For example, we win in Crystal Palace in Berlin, and I didn't feel absolutely anything about the pleasure to see my team playing. And I was so happy we win the game. That's good, but I want to feel the team play like I want. If not, why I'm here? Why I'm here?
When
to win titles. Win titles is okay, win titles the day
then
after.
You're happy.
Of course I'm happy for the people, but the process is the reason why.
Because the quote I love about you from one of your old players, Thiago, he said, "You're never happy because you, Pep Guardiola, are a perfectionist. And even when you win, you always like to dwell on what's gone wrong so that you can correct it."
Just part of my job, so I like the tactics. All the managers in the world, in the fourth league, third league, Premier League, Champions League, the big tops, are here to win the games. Everybody wants to win. Of course, when we win, I'm so happy. I'm so satisfied. And I drink a good glass of wine and enjoy. Because normally when we win, you make things better than the opponents. And when the other win, is because the opponents make better things than us. But what I like is to imagine the next step can be better. If not, I will not be here. And I am a little bit in that process. I feel it's at the end of my career. I will not be trainer in the 60 or 65 years old. Manchester City is 3 years or maybe longer, but I am still approaching at the end of my career like a manager. I am pretty sure of that.
Oh, the New York Knicks are just sitting up and taking note of what
you
just said.
No, you are looking for me. I am a golf course. I will be there. Sure.
That's the future.
Yeah, sure.
I have to talk to you about losing. You've said that a team needs to lose to strengthen itself through lessons that only loss can teach.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Absolutely everything. So when you win, you are so happy, but you are less worried, and you are more concerned how beautiful words the people talk about you. And when you lose, you are really worried because it doesn't work, and you analyze what you have to do to get better. So that's why during the season it's so important, sometimes losing the special moments. If not, the victories make a lot of confuses. A lot of happiness, but a lot of confuses.
I've watched you on the sideline. And when your team lose, you look like you're in agony. Even that rational justification, it doesn't make losing any easier for you personally.
No, normally I'm more tension when we are winning. When we're losing, I am trying to be more calm to exactly what I have to do. Because normally we're winning, the people relax. We cannot be relaxed during 90 minutes. That's why I'm more energetic.
Do you experience doubt? What do you do with it?
Everybody has doubts. I have a lot of doubts. I think of myself, I speak with my staff, with the people I trust, and try to convince me my doubts, they have a fundamentals or just a crazy moment. And the doubts help you a lot to getting better. Football is not a book, chapter A, B, C, or when you read, it's done. No. Football is movements, it's circumstances you cannot control.
Within that world of unpredictability in which you ply your trade, what's the biggest barrier to success that you think you'll experience at Manchester City? Is it lack of time?
No, I don't complain the lack of time, because the big club, you don't have time. But I didn't have time in the past either, so I have to adapt on that. So no, it's not the
less
problem.
Less time in the Premier League. I mean, with the Middlesbroughs, the Burnleys, slightly different to the
English. But that's why I'm here. So when I don't want to leave that experience, what does it mean playing Burnley on Crystal Palace, to play the way they play perfectly? The way they play is perfectly. So I will be at home, or it would be still in Munich or in Barcelona. So I am here to know that. The people say, no, Pep, come here to change. I don't want to change absolutely anything. So do you think I will hear and the English people are going to start to be changed? Forget about it. I don't want to do that. I try to be here to what make me happy, to convince the players I have to play the best football as possible. That is my target. And always I am calm in that sense. So the all the presidents I had, all the sport that I have, they know for the first day, they are not happy, they can fire me. It's not to complain. So when I won, they are happy with me. And when I feel or they feel I am not good enough or I cannot handle that, will be a shake hands. Of course, always Barcelona will be part of my life. Barcelona is absolutely obsessed with my life, but always I will be a huge fan for Bayern Munich, and I will be a huge fan for Man City. They gave me the opportunity to be here. I have to be thankful to them to be here. And the people here believe they have to give me the thanks. No, that is my profession. I am not exceptional. I know the exceptional difference of another guy. I had a lot of success, but because I work, because I'm good in my job, but I was lucky to train an astounding player in a big clubs, in a big clubs like that.
You, Pep Guardiola, do not think you are exceptional.
I'm exceptional. I don't know if I'm exceptional. I think I'm good because I spent 7 years or 7 years in a good teams. So when I would have trained, for example, a lower teams like Barcelona, Bayern Munich, I would have not win this amount. Incredible titles I won. So when I win titles, because it was an amazing club with a long history, you cannot imagine how good the players they I had. That's the reason why I won. And after that, my passion, of course, my talent, of course, many, many other reasons. But the reason why I won, it was not absolutely Pep or the only Pep. It was many other reasons. I was part of that. When I am City, I try. For the people believe Pep come here, City is going to win. No, it's not like switch on, switch off. Pep here, Pep not here. It's not like this. You need many, many, many other things to change, and we are in the process to try to do that.
We always project upon you that you're going to transform everything with your alchemy, your magic touch. Pep is going to come and transform Manchester City. Pep's going to transform English football. When I actually read about what you say, you actually always talk about being a learner, going to places for what you can learn from them. You came to Manchester to learn, you said, in the same way as you once came to New York and learned, that you visit Second World War sites in Europe, that you went to watch NBA games to learn. So as a learner, what have you learned so far from your time here in Manchester?
The way they play, for the unpredictable things you cannot control, I will need more time to achieve what I wanted to my team. That is my first impression here. And the other point, I will never again to live in one place like here to work in the best conditions to make my job. Will not be possible. So in the rest of my life, if I want a dream to work in good way, is here in Manchester City. It's no compare for another way. And the family is okay. I would prefer less wind, but I cannot change that.
Take it from me, from the northwest of England, it's good for your character, the wind, the
rain. For the but I'm old enough to change my character. So that is for the child, it's good, the wind, to change the character. But for the old people, it's not.
I want to take you back to when you were a kid, Pep, in the village of Sant Pedor, Catalonia. You'd play street football in the town square. People said you played day and night, staying out until it was too dark to see. Football then was your true love. Knowing all you know now about the football world, the football business, the hard, cynical grind, do you still love football as much, with the same passion?
When I'm talking about the passion, when I'm talking about the football, about on the pitch, yeah, of course, it remains the same. When I was a kid, we had the ball and nothing else. Today, they don't spend too much time around. I think it's the same passion. But in the business, in the football, in the like this, at the end, our job, there are 30%, 40% about the football, and the 60, 70% what happened around. So it's quite different what they expect in the past when I was a child.
What is it that you love about football, Pep?
The game itself, the 90 minutes, where you prepare the tactics, and prepare the training sessions. The other I could leave without make any interview in any press conference. I came here because I have to come here for the rules. And I have to go to the press conference because I have to go. If not, I will not go. But I believe the coaches speak about their players during the game, what they believe about. Now we are talking about philosophy, about talking about our thoughts. But if you want to understand me, you have to see how my teams played in the past, or how we're going to play in the present, or how we're going to play in the future.
That 90 minutes, the way you set up, the way you adjust, the way you try and win, that's what you
That is the reason why I'm here. See, when I finish my career as a coach, I will disappear. You will never find me. Well, in the golf course, but no place anymore. So I like the game, all what involves a game. I think all the managers happen like that. Eh? They're not exclusive with that. All the managers like because the game is a, football is a beautiful game.
He genuinely is a phenomenal human being. Watching Pep change City and see how Pep is changed by City in the process is going to be one of the storylines of the second half of this season. Please watch the entire film on NBCSN January 2nd and be warned, the Men in Blazers show returns live from Stamford, Connecticut. Who thought that was a good idea? With Rebecca Lowe guesting Wednesday, January 4th, off the Spurs, Chelsea. Godspeed.